Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. In this segment, in our neighborhood spotlight, we're featuring Westchester in Roswell. And believe it or not, Georgia home values have more than doubled in the past decade. Probably not surprising to you. And have you ever been the victim of a porch pirate? Has anyone ever stolen a package that was delivered to you? We've got some tips that may help you keep that from happening. Each week, we pick one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes to help you understand as a homeowner in that neighborhood whether or not you have a particular advantage. And this week, it is Westchester, which is in Roswell, in Cobb County, Roswell, from Atlanta Take 400 North to Exit 7B, which is Holcomb Bridge Road. Go west for approximately 5 miles and left on Mabry Road, and the neighborhood is on the right. It is a neat little neighborhood. Westchester is not little, is a swim tennis neighborhood located in Roswell, again, Cobb County. Amenities include a clubhouse, playground, and basketball courts. The established neighborhood features large lots and mature trees and landscaping. It's close to shopping and entertainment and live events and dining in the downtown areas of Roswell, which is 15 minutes away. Marietta is 20 minutes away. Woodstock is 20 minutes away. Those are all incredible areas, and it's 5 minutes to lead to Thompson Park, which features walking trails, dog park, art center, and Mabry Park, which features a farm-themed playhouse, picnic pavilions, trails, and a lake. Let's take a look at the neighborhood over the last few years. 268 homes, give or take a few. In 2021, 12 of those homes sold. It took 4 days on average to sell. The average sales price was $471,000. Those range from a low of $410,000 to a high of $525,000. In 2022, 11 homes sold, one less in 2021, took an average of 33 days. That's a big jump over 4 days. Average sales price, however, increased another $80,000 to $549,545, ranged from a low of $470,000 to a high of $672,000. That's a big high jump. And then in 2023, 8 homes sold, which is a drop from the 12 in 2021, a drop from the 11 in 2022, took 19 days, which was less than it took in 2022 to sell, and the average sales price jumped another $75,000, jumped $80,000 2021 to 2022, $75,000 2022 to 2023. Average sales price in 2023 was $624,625, ranged from a low of $540,000 to a high of $702,000. There's currently 2 homes available for sale in the neighborhood. There's a total of 8 homes that sold in the last 365 days. Which means you have 4.5 months worth of inventory. If you have less than 4 months worth of inventory, it's a seller's market. 4 and 5 months worth of inventory, it's a balanced market, which means we're at the low end of a balanced market. When there's 3 listings on the market in the neighborhood and over 5 months worth of inventory, it is a buyer's market. If we look at the 268 homes in the neighborhood and we look back and say, what was the low value during the recession? That was $235,725. When we compare that to the $624,625 value today, homeowners in the neighborhood have increased their equity to the tune of $104 million. I've had several listeners say, yeah, you know, you talk about money and $104 million, and it's a little gauche. It's a little low class. But the reality is that home equity is a wonderful way for people to gain net worth. And I haven't seen numbers recently, but the average net worth of a homeowner is probably closing in on the range of $400,000, where the average net worth of a renter is under, last time I saw it, it was around $5,500, but it's under $10,000. And that is a big, big difference. And so it's certainly, I'm not an impartial person here. I believe everybody should own a home, certainly if it's the right thing for you to do. And naturally, I earn a living helping people buy and sell homes. By the way, if you're in the market to buy a home or sell a home and you want to talk to us and interview us for a position, it's easy to reach us. The number is 770-497-0000. Easy to call. You can ask for me. They'll make sure that I call you back, or anybody that answers can help you. This segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly & Sorahan. O'Kelly & Sorahan is a full-service law firm with 30 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. They are our preferred closing provider. We do closings with other law firms, every once in a while, and we do closings with O'Kelly and Sorhan, and it is night and day difference. Is some of that because we do so much volume of closings with them? Sure. Do we have some additional influence? Sure. But the reality is they are customer service oriented. They are all about working it out where you as a seller or you as a buyer have the best experience you can possibly have. I was reading a magazine recently and came across an article. It says home values in the state of Georgia have more than doubled in the past decade. That magazine, I believe, was Atlanta Agent Magazine, and the article was sometime in the month of April. But home values have increased in every American state since 2013, according to a study from Architecture Labs. However, Georgia is one of the states where values have increased the most dramatically. Interesting. Using data from big home value indexes, Architecture Lab ranked every U.S. state based on the difference between the average home values in 2013 and the average home value in 2023. Florida ranked number 4. A decade ago, the average home was valued at $126,000 last year. However, that value jumped 145%. The state where home values have increased the most was Idaho. Can you believe that? Which saw a 171% increase in home values from 2013 to 2023. Home values doubled, or more than doubled, in nearly half of the U.S. states in the country. Overall, nearly half of all U.S. states have seen their home values double across the last few years, and that's from Architecture Labs. While some states have seen a lot of smaller increases, many of them have had higher-end values to begin with, showing that lower value states are catching up with how high some values are, reaching on average in some states. Even a simple increase can make the number, can be quite significant, even though the percentage is not. Georgia, average home value in 2013 was $126,844, and now the current home value on average is $311,000. That means the average homeowner has increased their equity. What is that? $230,000? No, $190,000 increase on a base of $126,000. I hope I did that math right. Doing it in my head on a radio show is not an easy thing to do, but home values have increased significantly in Metro Atlanta, and I'm so glad for that. With more and more people continuing to shop online, the number of porch pirates is on the rise. I fortunately have not experienced someone stealing packages from my door, but Eric in Roswell wrote in and say, what a bummer. We had a package delivered to our family out of state, and it turns out the package was stolen off their porch. What ways could we have avoided this issue? And I'm not sure that you could have any ways to avoid the issue. But let me tell you what I have done is I have a Ring cam on my front door, which means when the packages are delivered, I can see them and I can see whether or not they are still there. I said I have not had anything stolen, but I had recently I had my recycling garbage bin stolen, but I don't think it was stolen on purpose. I think my next door neighbor was out of town and somebody was taking care of her trash bins, and they thought my recycling can was hers. So I bet when she comes back into town, my recycling container is going to be in her area. But one of the things that I did recently that has worked out really, really well, forgive me, and I don't remember what it's called, but Amazon offers, if you have a certain type of garage door that has like a smart remote, something you control Wi-Fi, Amazon offers the ability for them to deliver packages inside of your garage. And so when I've traveled a good bit, and I used to have somebody come by every day and pick up my packages, and I don't want them to have to do that. And so whenever possible, I do inside delivery. And it's so interesting. The Amazon driver pulls up. They've got an app. They push a button, and it opens the door. They have no idea what the code is, and they can't do it again after they have opened it, and then they put the package, and if I wanted to, I could put a place for them to put a package, and they leave, and they click a button on their phone, and the door closes, and I have a Ring cam in my garage, so I can see everything that's happened, so I know when they've come in and when they've, come out. But really, there's nothing worse than seeing a confirmation of a delivery only to find an empty porch. Even worse is when the missing packages are gifts from family or friends or relatives. If a package goes missing from the front of your home, it's likely that it was stolen by porch pirates. Believe it or not, it is estimated that 8 billion with a B. $8 billion worth of goods were stolen from outside homes in 2023. You can reduce the risk of packages being stolen from your place by taking a few steps. Number one, first, track all of your packages. Knowing the exact location of your package and its journey to your home will reduce the amount of time it sits in front of your house, giving porch pirates less opportunity to steal it. That's smart. Get help from neighbors. Making friends with your neighbors is a great way to build community, but can also bestow personal benefits, including potential prevention of package theft. I know I've got a few neighbors, and they watch the front of my house like a hawk when I'm gone. If something's going on that's not supposed to happen, I know about it. Another option is to have packages delivered to your work address. If you're like me, though, I would have it delivered to my work address, and I would forget it was there, and I would pick it up 30 or 45 days ago. And then the last recommendation in this particular article on Porch Pirates says consider installing a video doorbell. Video doorbells can be a deterrent to package theft. They can see the doorbell. And not because the video might scare away criminals, doorbell cameras from companies like Ring will not only record activity, but also alert you to any motion on your porch and let you communicate with anyone who's out there, whether you're home or not. I can just imagine somebody coming up to steal a package and me pushing the button and going, no, you put that back. I see you, and I'm going to get your tag number as you drive away. It's really interesting the world we live in, because when I grew up, there was no Amazon to order from, and I'm sure many, many people who are listening are in that same boat. And so to have everything be so easy makes it easy for thieves to be able to steal. I appreciate you sticking with us for a full another week's episode of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. For all of you mothers who are listening this morning, I wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day. And I have to say a very special happy Mother's Day to my mother, Jean Gaddis. I love you and I appreciate you. We'll talk to all of you next week. Have a great week, Atlanta.